Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
Now, this is the Big and Lazy podcast. I'm Big, I'm B Fines, and we got a special guest in the building. We got BJ.
Yeah.
Welcome the biggest. To the set.
Yep, the biggest, yep. I got my right hand man with me, Miracle.
Yes, sir. What's up with y'all? How y'all doing?
What's up?
Is that the co-owner? Is that the main supporter? Is that?
That's my right hand man. She's here to help me model this shit.
You already know.
Yeah.
The support, 100%.
Yep.
How y'all feeling?
Feeling good, man. We in here.
Feeling good. Yeah,
feeling
appreciate
good.
That.
We in here.
Appreciate you stopping by and supporting the show. While y'all at it, we got a subscription service. Buymeacoffee.com. It's on our website, bigandlazy.com. We got an email subscription service. We got all our links. We on Apple, Spotify, YouTube. Everywhere you can find podcasts, go tap in and subscribe. And with the service, you get early access. And with the extra tier, you get extra access. You get behind the scenes. You get, you know, stuff that don't hit, you know, the internet. You get an extra never seen before footage. Welcome aboard. And this is the Big and Lazy podcast, and we ask this question all the time. So Big and Lazy, so you got to give us something good to eat and give us something good to watch.
Okay. Something good to eat.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm on some lazy shit, I feel like some chili dogs.
But chili dogs is classic, man.
Some extra cheese and then something to watch. Any comedy for me. That's how I feel.
Any comedy. Who's your favorite? Like, who's your favorite comedian?
My favorite comedian? I feel like... Damn, what's his name? What the fuck is his name? He playing Ricky Bobby. What's his name?
Oh, you talking about Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Oh, he's hilarious,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
Will Ferrell.
Like, he got dark humor.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he did.
Yep,
he be fucked up.
Do you watch Theo John? What's his name? Theo Vaughn?
Nah, I don't know what that
he's
is.
He's like a country dude. Oh, man, he got a good dark humor. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
What about you? Me?
Man, chef. For me, something good to eat. I have to say a Philly cheesesteak, homemade. Yeah.
Homemade?
Yeah.
There you go.
And shit, my favorite comedian, something funny, I have to say Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kings of Comedy, you feel me? I could watch that all day.
Y'all eat chitlins? I ask everybody
to. I'm a vegetarian,
no.
So hell
no. Nah, I don't eat pork no more, nah.
Nah, man, that's slavery food.
Right, that's what it is.
Slavery food. Yeah. Yeah. You eat chitlins.
Yeah, I eat chillers. I eat chillers.
You put hot sauce on it and say it look, it's better. Will you put hot sauce?
You gotta have a hot sauce. You gotta have
this
a hot
shit
sauce.
Tastes like ass.
But nah, though. Seriously, I ain't ate them last year. I think I'd never probably eat them again because it's funny you say that. I said this story a time or two on the podcast. I was at a restaurant and I'm in there eating get some chicken right there on 22nd. I'm getting some chicken and I'm fucking with a little lady in the line. I'm like, you gonna get some of them pig feet? Nigga, she turned around at me. I don't eat no slave.
It's a slave food.
Yeah, she said. My granny told me, you know, I'm dying. Don't eat no slave food. So I probably never. One more question. Who, if you could have anybody on this set, like, who do you think, who would you like to see on this show, but you got to be able to make a call or a plug and, like, get them on here?
On your show? And just have them talk next to me, or are you just saying period? Like,
just period in general.
OK. Kevin Gates. I love his interviews.
You can, but you can't call. Can you call Kevin Gates?
I thought you said if I could. I thought it was a woulda, coulda, shoulda type.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, I appreciate that. But now, like, you got to be able to, like,
call him.
Yeah, call him. Like, hey, go fuck with them. You'll be a good, you know, a business
owner. You said you can't call Kevin Gates.
I don't know. I ain't trying to be funny.
Who? Let me think.
Like a text. Like, you know, I mean, you know, I think you'll be a good, you know, a good fit.
I'm trying to think. Who's a yapper? I don't know. Kevin Gates. That's why we want to come over if I could.
Okay. We appreciate that. I'm going to DM Kevin Gates, yeah, man. Come on.
That's
come on,
why
the
we
big
want
lake.
To come and talk to you.
Yeah, bro. Shoot for the stars, man. I've been a fan for Kevin Gates for a long time. At Luca Brasa, too. That was a classic.
Yeah.
That was a classic right there. So what made you want to get into, you want to come on and, what made you want to get into your clothing line and design clothes? Like, what made you?
So, like, I've been talking about starting a clothing brand for a long, 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 long time, right? Long time. And I procrastinated for a long time, and something just hit me, like, this is how I'm going to express my art. So I'm like, I just want to take how I feel and just put it on T-shirts and make everybody look fly, because I feel like I'm fly. So, but I procrastinated for a long time on it. But I'm here now.
What was the procrastination? Like, what was, like, was it, like, your own doubts in your head? Like, what
man,
was that?
Man, it's like everything. Like, how, it's like how this, how that, how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that. What, you know what got me stuck the longest? The name.
Really?
What did I want to call my clothing brand?
Uh-huh.
It made, I sat on it for like a whole year. I don't even know why. But yeah, so just procrastination.
Like, but you sat on, like, the actual, like, the product?
I sat on what I should call the name.
Ah, okay, I got
you. Like, literally.
Uh-huh.
It was hard coming up with a name to mean something, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the name of your clothing?
It's called Dreamers Connect.
Uh-huh.
Yep, so basically it just means, like, everybody who got a dream, like, it's connected. Like, everybody who has a dream, if you're chasing your dreams, is connected in a way when you think about it. So it's called Dreamers Connect. So, but it took me a while to come up with a name that's going to mean something, you know, and stick.
Yeah, that's dope right there. Is that the first official?
This is the first. It's my first baby. I got something on the back too, but yeah, it's the first one.
So, like, you said you was fly growing up. Like, what were some of your favorite clothing lines? Like, what were some of your favorite, like?
Tommy.
Yeah.
New Balance. Like, before New Balance was a thing, I love New Balance's Tommy. I feel like people who know me, they watch my style mature. I feel like, you know, being a stud, we got our baby stud. We got our baby stud stage, and then you just grow into, you know.
What's a baby stud, right?
A baby stud is like, yeah.
A beginner.
A beginner, baby. Uh-huh. You beginning.
You coming to yourself.
You feel, yeah, like you might be sagging. Yeah, you might be sagging with the underwear on or
with
something.
With the flat on.
With the flat on. The hat with the flat on.
You just now,
you know,
starting off. Yeah. You're trying to find yourself.
Trying to find,
right,
yourself.
You feel me? But yeah. As we now, we 26, full, 27. Yeah. Shit, yeah. We've been had years in this shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, did you face any, I ain't going to say backlash, or did you, like when you was going through that, you know, finding yourself, did, yeah, like, people look at you different, or people?
Hell yeah. It's like, people be like, why you gotta choose, okay, cool, liking girls. People like, why you gotta choose the dressing like a boy type of thing? And then you got, well, why you wanna like girls type of thing? Yeah. I feel like every person who is gay or lesbian, like, you go through shit.
Right.
We go through shit. People question your identity a lot. They question it.
Like, you faking it, like, you just fronting. Like,
yeah, they just want to know why. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? But it's like, I'm just being me. This is what I want to do.
Mama think it's a phase. You feel, right, me? Like,
mama think it's a phase. It's, mama probably does think it's a phase. So, yeah, like, people just question your identity, like, on why you doing what you doing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Mind your business, man.
Yeah, mind
your goddamn business, man.
Doing me, man.
What you eat don't make, you know what I mean, make me shit, and you should keep that mindset. So, Dreamers Connect, man. So, like, When is it rolling out? When is it, like, when can we?
Okay, so right now I got the samples on, as y'all can see.
Mm-hmm.
I got the brown, I got a pink, I got a green, and I got a blue, and this is the black. So my first drop would be November the 20th at the end of the month. Y'all mess with me, y'all holler at me on Instagram. I don't have an online store yet, but it's going to be pretty much, you know, on Instagram. I'm gonna be delivering and all that. So at the end of November be my first drop. I got a couple colors. Y'all tap in with me, and I'm excited. And yeah, I'm gonna be pushing myself, get myself out there for real. And it's fly, like no lie. And it's one thing that's really unique about them is cropped. I feel like a lot of places in Louisville don't. You can't go and get like a cropped hoodie.
What's a cropped hoodie? I ain't hear about.
Can I send it?
Yeah, go ahead. Do that. I ain't got no fancy, no sense in me.
I'm just gonna show you.
Yeah.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flirr. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Flirr, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
So if you can see, like...
It ain't long type shit.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
It don't fold under, yeah. Yep.
Center beams.
All right.
Sure. You know, like, it's cropped. It's really like an Atlanta thing, but you know, you can get a little cropped with it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is something new that we don't really have here.
We don't have crop. Where you go get crop titties?
Right.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I got a big belly, so I can't rock no crop.
Nah, I got extra large. I got two X's. I swear.
Yeah.
Nah, for real. And it'll look good. Like, you ain't going to be cropped. You're going to be where you want to be.
Okay.
I'm, yeah.
It ain't too tight.
Nah, yeah.
So what was the process of, like, finding, like, a vendor or finding, like, what was that process? Describe that.
So... They have multiple, a lot of vendors, like, you know, China, Pakistan. So when I was on YouTube, I was doing some research, and a dude was basically like, when you find your vendor, it's like building a relationship. So he was like, never send all your money at once, you know, talk to him, tell the person your vision. So I really, it's a website I went on, and I didn't rush the process. I took my time, and when I was talking to these people, you know, because they from China and this and that, I'm trying to feel the vibe of these people. So the person that I work with now, we got a good vibe, and they kept it professional. And because I didn't automatically jump to anything, it was smooth selling. You know, I told them, I was straightforward. I was like, this is what I want, and I'm going to give you half the money. And when I see that you're done, I give you your other half. And if you're okay with that, I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel when I did that process, it was smooth. Because I feel like somebody who's not okay with that, I don't want to work with you.
Communication's key.
Yeah. So.
Up to no good. Sending all the money at once.
Yeah, like, man. Yeah. Come on, bro.
He's asking for finesse.
You feel me? Like, nah, man. What we talking about? So, yeah. Smooth selling.
So most people, like, bump their head a couple of times before they find the right vendor. So you saying you found, like, the first your vendor on the first try? Like,
I'm gonna say for this, these hoodies, we got in process. They communicate with me, so I ain't really bumped my head yet. But you know, shit happens.
Yeah.
But I ain't bumped my head yet. Yeah, shit.
You gotta be prepared.
Yeah, you gotta be prepared for shit too. I think that's the thing, man. You gotta be prepared. Shit's gonna happen, bro. Shit's gonna happen.
But for now, shit looking ain't winning. You feel me? Like,
shit's up. For real.
And that's like one of the, and I say this all the time, that's one of the people look on social media. People are posting their highlight reels. They ain't posting the bloopers. They ain't posting. They just posting the highlights. So don't compare. You might making good progress, but you look on and this man got, you know, you don't. Comparison's the killer of joy. That's a Kevin Gates quote.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, that's part of being an entrepreneur, and you know,
yeah, you gonna bump your head for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna bump your head.
Like, what were some of the obstacles you overcame? Like, what were some of the, you know?
Honestly, all of it was outside of the clothing brand. Like I said, I procrastinated a lot, and it was really outside of the clothing brand, because I've talked about it a lot. I feel like I had to get my life in order, like, you know, my outside life in order for this to fall through. Like, I had to leave toxic relationship alone. I became a vegetarian. I've been losing weight, got back in school. So I feel like,
there you go.
Yeah, it's like outside of the,
you know, Dinga, Big and Lazy or something. The little tag, yeah, man.
Yeah, outside of the clothing brand, I had to get that in order, and then everything else just kind of fell through. So I think that's what it really is. It's not even what you're trying to do, it's what you're doing in your life. You know,
let's rewind that back. She said the first thing, you got rid of the loser. You got a lot of dead weight. Sometimes you got to get rid of that dead weight. And when you say she was toxic, was she just toxic? Like, was she abusive or like mentally abusive? Like what? Like what?
All of it. Like, all of it.
Always negative. Got some negative shit. Just, I don't
all of it.
Shit.
Physical, mental. All of it.
Yeah.
And I feel like being connected to that, like, you're not going to go nowhere. I was abusive too, though, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just like we both was doing each other. So, but I feel like when I let that go, what's up?
That's what's up. And you said you went vegetarian? Like, what was your thought process and like, how's that been?
So, look.
So, vegan or vegetarian?
I'm vegetarian. You know, it's a difference.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So basically, I still eat dairy, cheese, bread. Vegans, they only eat plants and they only eat vegetables and fruit. Vegan. That's all they eat.
They don't eat no animal products.
Nothing.
No. Nothing. Pretty strictly all that.
But no, so I was just really unhealthy, really unhealthy. I'm telling you, I went to Kroger's and I bought a pack of meat. It was $4. I swear this chicken, it was a drum. It didn't cook. I put it in a pan. I seasoned it. It didn't cook. And I was just like, bruh, I promise.
What you mean it didn't cook?
It was I swear. I put it in the pan. I stirred it.
Yeah.
Put it in the oven. And I took it out. It's like 45 minutes. It did not cook. And in my mind, I'm like, this is that clone meat.
Yeah.
That they trying to feed us.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I had took a shroom too. I took a shroom. I had this shroom trip.
Mm-hmm.
And after I took a shroom trip, I gave it up.
Oh, wow. So
I gave it up.
Well, how was it? Because we always ask, like, well, most of our episodes, we always ask for a shroom story. Like, well, how was that shroom story? Like, because I'm scared. Like, I ain't going to lie to you. Like, I'm at the age now. I don't need no new drugs. I don't need no new experiences.
Yeah.
If a little weed and a little liquor can't get me there.
Yeah.
I don't need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And this man on camera is the wonderful producer, Brandon Haywood. Man, we're going to give him a round of applause.
Yep.
So how was that the shroom experience like? It must have been a hell of an experience. You said, fuck, I ain't fucking with no meat no more. Like,
man, gang, you didn't get them shrooms.
Yeah.
What you say it always, it's like I mean, it's like you're on a cereal box is what you say.
Nigga, for me, I felt like a little flower coming out the ground. Nigga. Yeah. I just felt like with one with the earth, like,
yeah,
nigga, usually on a regular day, I'm clumsy. I trip over anything, my damn self. Nigga, that day, I'm walking outside, I'm like, shit, nigga, I wanna go for a walk. I walk past some kids, I'm giggling, shit. I ain't tripping out one time. I'm outside for like a whole hour and a half, not doing shit. Came home, nigga, I was just going with the flow. You feel me? Like, I'm talking to myself. I had to call somebody so I could talk to somebody. And I had people just rolling. Like, it's a good experience, but
it make you feel
I would
good.
Have to say, like, if you're a first timer, you gotta microdose it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Piece at the piece. Somebody told me to take a 5-piece off the rip.
5 pieces?
2 5-pieces.
Oh, you did, yes.
I was 5 pieces of what? Like the bar?
The bar. Okay. You're not supposed to do that.
I was gone.
Though.
You're not supposed to do it. That's my first time.
Like a little.
I was,
like a square, yeah.
I was
yeah.
gone. I was Looney Tunes. I feel like a Looney Tunes character. I feel like the Taz being devil. Like, you feel me? I was on that type of shit. But once I calmed down, first thing of it is, you can't go to sleep off that shit.
Yeah.
You gotta.
I was up all night.
You gotta stay up and ride that shit off. It's like a bad pill,
yeah.
But like a good, you know.
Like, I feel like when I was on mine, like, something in my soul was like, you need to stop eating meat and become a vegetarian. this is your path.
Really?
I swear. And the next day I gave it up, and I ain't ate meat in 6 months.
That's dope.
She must definitely open your mind to
it,
a whole another. You feel me?
But I was scared too. I was scared. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna lose my mind. But you really don't. It brings your mind together.
Really?
I promise you.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard like mixed to like, I heard like it's like a wonderful experience. People use it to heal and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I also heard like one guy on here, Rolly, he was like, man. He looked in my eyes. He said, bro, don't do it. Like, I didn't live that nightmare. I lived that pain. Like, he said he was another universe.
He was just, you gotta be in a good mindset.
You gotta be in a good mindset.
That's what I heard.
Thinking negative. Oh, you gonna be over there by the devil. You feel me? You gonna be on the bad side where you don't want to be.
Yeah.
You gotta be in a good mindset, and that's one thing I told myself. If I gonna take this shit, nigga, I gotta know for one that I'm taking it, and for two, it felt good that I was by myself. Cause I feel like if I was around somebody who would have been on some fuck shit, I would have crashed out. You feel me? So nah.
And I heard of one story. It was he took some and he was. You get this right. I seen on TikTok. He said, I don't know if he's telling a damn lie or not. He said he took some shrooms and he said he went to another like universe and he had a loving family, like a current family. And he said he misses that fact because his family's fucked up. Her. And he said, and he said he been trying to get back to that family like he misses. So he's like, he's perfectly sad because he misses. Like,
he took too much.
I'm trying to get the ones he had. You had a whole family.
So y'all ain't never took the actual plant, just the bar.
I ain't gonna lie. I heard the actual flower.
I heard that really.
It's gonna take you to another place.
But the thing is, about that bar, you can't taste it though. It get at the taste. You feel me? Like when you eat it, it ain't like you just eating chocolate. No, you gonna taste it. You gonna taste it in there. But I feel like it's less potent than just taking that full. Because I felt some of us told me they took like three grams of that shit. I said of a spoon. Like I'm not taking that many. Fuck it. I'm not eating that many for one.
Yeah.
So I felt like the dose I had, like I think it was like four. It was like a whole bar.
Yeah.
But the you dosage. Yeah. I was gone.
A local rapper here, he said he took 28 grams.
Man.
Hell no.
That's a lot.
Hell no.
Baby, you going to be in the hospital.
Man.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
Well, I tried them a little bit here. I tried the bar. Them. And I tried, I put some, and you can still, I had some nice big tacos. And I put like two little strands of mushroom. I still could taste that nasty shit.
Yeah, that's it's nasty. I ain't going to taste like.
That's why I'm scared they grow it in
horse,
though, man.
They grow it in horse duty. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I feel like now it really opened my eyes. I'm telling y'all, like I cried about being like I want to you know be successful. Like I cried about that on the shroom, and I was like I'm just want to make a change. Like it really was like all right, it's time for a change, and so I feel like it kickstarted it. It opened my mind.
So do you believe in the power of manifestation?
I do.
Uh huh.
I do. I feel like because I'm on this vibration of being healthy, being focused, that I've been able to manifest my brand. Because I feel like, because I procrastinated for so long, I can just look back and be like, I wasn't manifesting anything. I was stagnant. But I feel like when you get on a certain level of just a vibration of eating good and getting your mind right, I go to the gym every day, you know, getting your mind right and getting your mind high, you can do anything you want. Because who's gonna stop you? Who's gonna stop you?
Thanks. Nobody but yourself.
Who's gonna, exactly? We be in our own way. When you get out your own way, who is going to really stop you? Other than a hater. Fuck a hater. Pussy nigga.
So do you ever like you say you leveled up and you operate at a higher vibration.
Yeah.
Have you had to cut some people off?
Oh my God. Oh my God, yes. Like I've had to cut literally like I'm not gonna say cut off. Mm-hmm. Cut off is we need to stop using cut off. I'm not gonna say cut off. I'm gonna say I've had to take a step back and evaluate people.
You have grown them.
Yeah, like I ain't gonna say because I love you. I'm not gonna cut you off. I'm probably just gonna stop fucking talking to you. Like I've had to stop talking to a lot of people. Thanks. Just stop talking to them.
Just on some of they still on some like bad habit. You know what I mean? Like
still doing the same shit
that you was doing in high school. You feel me?
Like I'm 26, so I feel like at a certain level, bro, we should be doing something. If you wanna be somebody, ain't nothing wrong with just being normal or whatever. But I'm trying to do something, so I can't really be around people who's doing the same thing. I can't. It's all love. I ain't really cutting you off. I'm just gonna not talk to you.
You gotta love him from a distance.
Yeah,
you know, wish him the best start type shit.
Real talk, man. Yeah. You gotta start a pot with a long handle spoon, like you know. Yeah. That's an old timey saying for your ass, but sometimes you're like, why am I around? Like, what the fuck?
What am I doing? Yeah, what are we doing?
We ain't got nothing in common.
We probably most of the time people just link and they drink. Or they link and they smoke, and that's it. And I feel like that is cool, but it can't be all. It can't be all you're doing with somebody.
Take drugs and alcohol. Especially alcohol.
Man,
like,
y'all alcohol. On that bottle bad.
On that bottle bad, bro.
Y'all on that bottle bad.
Then they got to talk about what else. You, bro, alcohol is the worst drug of them all. You won't look down on a nigga that he play with his nose, like he do crack. Nigga, you drink every fucking day of the week, bro.
You feel me?
Yeah, you got some demons you gotta address.
Nah, that's for real.
Yeah, so I'm not really a drinker. Like when I'm step out socially, I might have a beer or something. Yeah. But every day you getting a pint, oh man, you know I'm cool. Man.
Nah. It's like just do it on a weekend. And then I feel like too, okay, like I feel like cool. If we gonna be drinking, let's do something and drink. Like let's do something productive and drink. I was like, that'd be the problem. Like, yeah, like you know what I'm saying? Like,
we're super productive.
Yeah, like if we are gonna be alcoholics, let's be productive and do it. If we're gonna smoke, let's be productive.
Thanks.
Like, let's just not, it's not just getting drunk and going out.
It's, so, you don't smoke, I drink?
I do.
Ah, okay.
No, I do. Uh-huh. What I'm saying is, I've had to cut people off who that's only what we're doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We just linking in. That's only what we doing.
It's weird. Like me and Gang now,
we drink and be productive. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's something cool to do.
It's all about balance.
It's about balance. No, I do. I smoke and I drink, but I've cut back a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's a part of the management. I've cut back a lot.
Do you see yourself ever getting going clean from drugs? Like,
I tried recently. I tried to stop drinking alcohol for 14 days, and I was having like withdrawals.
Really?
Yeah.
Bam.
I was. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I'm gonna do it anytime soon.
Right. You feel me? But you don't do it every day, like when you feel like I need a drink. Nah, it's like occasionally. Sometimes we don't even drink every weekend. You feel me? Like it ain't like okay, it's a Friday. I'm fresh off of work. Gotta grab a bottle.
Nah.
I've been through that stage. My early teens. Like, you feel me? Like my teenage years. Like feel me? Straight after high school. Like nah, that shit new.
Nowadays,
my body can't even hold it. Like nah,
I'm just taking it slow nowadays. You know, drink. I may drink some wine. Some double XL. Instead of the hard liquor shit, you know.
That double XL, we just put down a bottle of that.
Yeah, I knock that down.
That's wonderful. Yeah, your nice buzz. I'm gonna grab a bottle on the way home.
Yeah,
we do not endorse it because they're not paying us. But yeah, I'm gonna go on and get some on the way home.
Yeah. Shout out to double XL.
You feel me? You feel me?
The details in your hoodie, the actual hoodie is like what? What's the specific? Like what sets your hoodies away from the competition? You said you got the crops.
Yeah, so we got the crop. We got the crop going on, and then all the hoodies is two-tone. If I don't know if y'all can see on the camera, but she got a little brown up here and a little brown right here. So we got the two-tone. It's like a wash. And then also,
Wash. And I thought it was the lights. Okay.
Yeah, and then, bro, if you don't mind turning around for him.
Uh-oh, fish your bottom, man.
The bottom, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Turn around, turn, yeah. And it's the detail on the bottom. You know, I love the detail on the bottom. I feel me? I feel like the front's cool, but I really like the bottom. It says chasing my, leave me alone, I'm chasing my dreams. Right. Cause like you said, sometimes you gotta cut people off and you gotta get by yourself. So yep. So I think the most unique thing is the crop, because I feel like here in our city, we don't have places where you can go get cropped hoodies. So
Use your shit.
So it's just like something new, you know.
Shit, I got a hoodie to come down to my goddamn knees. I already too big. But it's my team, though. I'm a rocker, man. Yeah. Shout out to the Packers, man.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. That's so, fuck with me.
If you could see yourself collabing with any clothing line, like, who would it be?
Stay Ahead. I love Stay Ahead.
Really?
I have my half my closet. Half my closet Stay Ahead. Half my closet Stay Ahead.
We're going to have to set that up. A big half lazy my collaboration.
Yeah.
It's on the set of Stay Ahead. Yep, shout out to me.
You ain't tell them. I got I got the stack.
The stacks.
I got the shirt.
We got hats. Like, hey, we got the whole
my whole
set,
closet.
You feel me? Like,
it's their
we
head.
Support, bro. You feel me? Like, he's cool with
that
us.
Shit fly.
Him. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure when he see my sis brand, I'm pretty sure he gonna support as well.
Yeah.
So you know, it's all love. You know,
I love it, brand.
So what drew you to Stay Ahead? Like, what, you know, what was it like?
Man, that shit fly.
It is.
I got them stacks and he got the little flat. Man, that shit fly. And every time I go, everybody's like, What's that? I don't care. That shit is fly. I like the colors. His design is just fly.
We had a big lazy discount code for a while. It was like it was active for like the week his episode dropped.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you got it was like 25% off or something like that.
Okay.
That was dope, man. Shout out to Milvante.
Yeah.
You know he was just in the movie.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah,
man.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah,
this shit's fly. Half my closet is Stay Ahead, I promise you.
Oh really?
Hey. Half my closet, I swear. It's all I wear.
Every time we go in there, we see him. You feel me? It ain't nothing but love.
Yeah.
So
support. He's dope.
Okay, so have you reached out to him and asked for any advice in the clothing line game? Any advice?
I haven't. I should, but I haven't, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he'll lace you with some game.
Yeah, he will.
Mm-hmm.
I would appreciate that one. Yep.
What the importance of being yourself, like, what would you say to an audience, like, the importance of being yourself and, like, not worrying about, you know what I mean, standing out, like, not fitting in?
I feel like it's just real important. If you're trying to be something, do something, anything, just living, like, it's important to wake up every day and be you. Don't try to be nobody else. Don't try to do what nobody else is doing. You know, look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, what do I want to do? What makes me happy? And I feel you should go for it. And I feel like a lot of times people will question you, but they only question you because they don't know themselves. So what
real
I'm
saying,
not for real.
I'm serious. Yeah.
So what I'm saying to y'all is be yourself, because motherfuckers is going to rock with you. They gonna rock with you. Somebody's gonna rock with you. So just be yourself. Find your people. Find your love, and you'll be good. Just be yourself.
Go where you celebrate it and not tolerate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, man. Go.
Hey, it's the motto right there.
Fuck with you.
Fuck with that one.
Yeah, I fuck with a lot of people. A lot of people, if you ask about me, name like, yeah, she's cool. Like, I fuck with a lot of people, but a lot of people tell you I'm myself. I'm who I am right here is who I am outside this motherfucker. I am myself, straight up. So yeah, just be yourself, and it'll take you a long way in life. So you don't have to pretend. Just be yourself all day, every day. It feels good.
Thanks.
For real.
So where do you see yourself? Dreams connected. That's dope as shit. Where do you see dreams connected?
Good 30 years.
And I'm gonna say about 2 years.
2 years? I ain't got big. Big.
That's what's up.
I see myself big. Nah, I just see I'm having fun with this. So however it goes, I'm having fun. I'm not even like, I ain't gonna lie, it sounds crazy, I'm already living my dream. My dream is to have a clothing brand. I have it. I'm living it. So where I see myself in 2 years, I just see my brand being big and
expanding.
And expanding.
Seven.
Yep.
That's dope. Do you see yourself like y'all follow Lil Duval?
Yeah.
He got a dope store. He got a dope concept store. It ain't so much a concept, yeah, but he has no physical inventory outside of the store. Like, it's all cute. I'm serious. Like, you walk in the store,
yeah,
and I'm like, my store's coming, but it looks like a little lounge area. He had a couch or two,
yeah,
and he got pictures on the wall. So eventually he said, let me break it down for, you know, he talks his little shit.
Yeah.
But he walks in the store and like, yeah, says this is the store. And he has like different little QR codes, like whatever, all his inventory. He got his hoodies.
So you just scan it, ain't nothing in there.
Like, not, well, hold on. Just scan it and no cash payment or nothing. You scan it,
yeah,
pay for it, and somebody goes in the back and just brings it out to you.
It's dope. That's funny, though.
It is, ain't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's like,
I guess you ain't got to worry about stealing
some back of the alley shit.
That's dope.
Like, hold on, let me go get that package real quick.
Get that package for you.
Stand
bro.
Right here. Nah, that's cool.
So, what other pieces you got coming? Dreams Connected. What do you got? The hoodies and what else is coming?
I got the hoodies. I'm gonna cook up some Scullies. I got the Scully on, but I'm gonna cook up some Scullies, and for springtime, I'm gonna do some shorts. We're gonna do some shorts.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do some shirts. We're gonna get creative. We're gonna be fly.
Get some house shoes, man.
Some house shoes.
Hey,
I see.
You me?
Man, these
come
are
come on.
The
now to life, man. The house
I can
shoes.
See it for me. Just neck that on phone for me. Let's go.
Yeah,
you know what I was really thinking though. Since we on the alcoholic tip, I'm gonna get some shot glasses for y'all. I'm gonna get some shot glasses. Y'all should take shots in style. So.
Yeah,
man.
We got some. We got redesigned. We got a new logo coming. So we got some new merch coming. BigandLazy.com, man.
Yep.
It's coming soon. Email subscription service. You subscribe to that, you'll never miss out on anything. You'll stay up to date on the podcast. We got a pay for, that's free. We got a pay service. If you don't want to subscribe, that's cool, but you can tip $3 in $3 increments, 3, 6, 9, 12, whatever you want to do. For $5 a month, you get early access. I'm not emphasizing this point enough. Early access to all our content, and you get behind the scenes content, stuff that never hit the internet. And we got, I'm not going to say tons, we got a couple unreleased footage and unreleased is coming soon. So for the $5, buy me a coffee. It's on bigandlazy.com. Yeah, appreciate all the support. Every like, comment, subscribe. You want to shout out your show too? We ain't done yet.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So y'all follow me at Dreamers Connect 24. That's my business page. Y'all can follow me. Look at me. Y'all can follow me, my personal, at Diz Next Door. I'm dropping November the 20th. Y'all stay tuned. We out.
Yes, sir. Support the brand.
Yep.
Let's go.
We outside.
So how you rolling out? Like, how you, like, when you say you dropping November the 20th, like,
just let me cook.
Let you cook.
Just let me cook.
Okay.
Yeah, just let me cook. Let me cook, gang. Let me cook. Y'all stay tuned. Let me cook.
If we can assist in any way, just let us know.
Okay, cool.
Big and Lazy, we all about putting on the city. And that's why we made this platform.
Yeah.
To give people a platform. Because the city was lacking it.
Yeah.
And a platform to showcase your talent, whether you're an entrepreneur, businessman, businesswoman, rapper, singer, you know, a politician, you know, anybody that's, you know, trying to shed and do something positive.
Yeah.
Positive message, man.
I got a question. What made you name it Big and Lazy?
That's an interesting story. But I always been the one that, like, you know, come up with fancy names and give niggas nicknames and shit like that. So the original, I forgot what the original was, but I'm big in size.
Yeah.
And shit, the niggas, my former co-host, his rap name was Lazy. People called him Lazy. So shit, Big and Lazy, something short and simple. Okay. So,
I was like, I thought it was like, you were saying, like, I'm big and lazy and I'm doing the podcast.
And it was kind of like a play on words, because if you look on social media, you see niggas wake up at 4 a.m. and take a cold shower, manifesting this, you supposed to be doing this, you know. Hey, come on, man. Pop on the couch, get you some chicken wings, watch the game, man. So we on the couch, just, you know, feet up, you know, and just chilling. So
I fuck with that. That's real, though.
Real talk.
No, I
fuck with
that.
It's real.
I fuck with that. I like, because every time you look, you should be doing this, your credit should be doing this.
Yeah.
If you ain't got an LLC, you know, it's okay to be average Joe.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Just you being yourself.
Being yourself, like.
Thanks.
Back in my day, I'm talking old now. I'll be 35 in about a month.
Okay. Talk to us.
It wasn't that much depression among children.
Right.
You've never seen so many depression among children, and social media has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Back in the day, if you got your 64, a new gaming system, but now I can look on the internet, this nigga got PS5, PS6, an iPod, a VR, and I'm dirt poor. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Motherfucking...
Which I...
Why don't we work? I gotta get on Instagram. You feel me? Like...
So... Hey. Growing up, did y'all see some bullying? Did y'all ever experience bullying or see any?
Yeah, I mean,
a little bit, experience it, seen it. You feel me?
I feel like
you got to hold your own. You feel me? It's like, nigga, your mama shit ain't gonna always be there with you to hold your hand. So, nigga, if you got a sibling, that's a plus, nigga. You feel me?
Yeah.
But then again, nigga, your sibling ain't gonna always be there too. So, you gotta, you know, learn how to defend yourself. But nah, nigga, I ain't get bullied to the point where, nigga, I don't wanna go to school, nigga. Yeah. It was like early on childhood, you know.
Yeah.
But nah, once I got to middle school and high school, nigga, shit was a breeze. Like, you feel me? It was cool. You feel me? But nah.
I grew up in foster care, so I moved around a lot. Yeah. I grew up in foster care. So I moved around a lot. So of course, like, I had to be the new kid all the time. Like, you know, you move. So I feel like that's why I'm so big on being myself, because I had to be the new kid. And I feel like people don't understand having to be the new kid all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They're like the new kid in what school? Or what are you
doing? I went to like 6 different schools. I was the new kid all the time.
6 different high schools?
I went to 6 different high schools. I think I went to 7 different high schools.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I was the new kid all the time.
Uh-huh.
So like, I wouldn't say bullying. I say, like, I had to demand my respect a lot. Because, you know, motherfuckers don't know you. They're going to, you know, who's this
motherfucker? Right. You know, in high school, they kind of click up. You know, especially, you know, once you get old. So, why'd you go to so many high schools? Which was like...
So, when you're in foster care, like, if you're not doing good in the home, they'll move you. Like, you know, you're not doing good in the home, they'll move you here. And then, because you live here, you got to go to this school.
Yeah, right.
And because you live here, you got to go to this school. So, I bounced around a lot. And, I bounced around and said, you got to go to a new school. So, I had to demand my respect a lot.
So, have you ever met your real family?
My mama did. She did 10 years in the penitentiary, and she got out when I was like 10 or whatever. So I know my mama and stuff. We built a good relationship, but I stayed in foster care all the way up until I was 18. Mm-hmm. But I got relationships with a lot of families. Like, I got a lot of families and adopted family, real family.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I know my family.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Is it any hostility towards her?
I wouldn't say hostility. I would say now that I'm older and I understand, I think it's more so disappointment, you know, as a kid. Mm-hmm. Well, why I ain't have a mama? Why my mama didn't, you know, do this or do that? So hurt, disappointment. I feel like as you get older and I feel like when you're young, you think that you're angry, you think that you this and you think that you that, but you're really not that. You're really mad or angry. I mean, you're really like hurt and disappointed. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like sometimes people think that they're angry all the time, but it's not that you're angry. You're disappointed that your mama wasn't there. You hurt that your mama wasn't there, you know, shit like that. So right. I wouldn't say hostile, because I feel like you gotta forgive people. I would just say hurt, disappointed.
Stuff like I understand. That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real emotions.
And because I wasn't in foster care. On my mama's side, I had a real strong family. But as far as my daddy's side,
yeah,
I don't know none of them niggas. Like,
for real?
Yeah. No, I don't. Like, and it's funny, my uncle, my great uncle, so my daddy's uncle, just passed a couple days ago. I met him a few times, but I went to the funeral come to find out, I'm thinking I'm just a lone wolf. My daddy had several kids, but.
Really?
Yeah, but he was just, all his kids was like the outcast of the family, because he was just a bad parent, bad father.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, I'm 35, and I'm in the funeral like, shit. I'm meeting uncles for the first time. I'm meeting cousins, and I'm walking in the park. Oh, man, I listen to your podcast. He said, what's up, man? You know, I like your podcast. And he said, what you doing here? I said, oh, my uncle just passed.
Yeah.
I just found out I had a cousin. Like,
you know, it's crazy about that, though. Like, it's a part. They are a part of you. They real are talk. Half of you. And it's crazy, because like, I don't even fucking know y'all.
Man, like, real talk.
Be crazy.
That's crazy.
I don't even know y'all.
I probably walked past one of y'all before in my life, and I didn't even know y'all. But it's my family.
Y'all
like,
half my
damn.
DNA, and right. that just be the trauma of shit motherfuckers go through. It's real.
Real talk. That is a real.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's real.
That's a real. You know, and it seemed like the foster kids growing up in school had it, like, you know, especially if they was in a bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it seemed like they was, you know, acted up more and got into, you know.
Well, statistically, like, foster care statistically is like, you're supposed to be in jail, dead, or in an abusive relationship by the age of 21. That's the statistics for all foster kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
You post them are your three outcomes. And, mm-hmm. like, I'm, like, part of a 10% that's not.
There you go.
Yeah.
Give another plug, baby.
I'm part of a 10% that's not. So that's why I'm saying I'm already living my.
There we go.
I'm already living my dreams for real. Mm-hmm. I promise. So yeah.
Man, ain't nothing to do it but to do it.
Yep.
It was a wonderful talking to you. Well, what you want to say something before you get out of here? You want to plug something?
I just want to say, man, I love everybody who love me. Y'all be yourself. Y'all be good. Shit's dropping at the end. Y'all fuck with me. I'm out this bitch.
Hey, facts. Like I said, support like the brand. Right,
before we get out of here, though, how you gonna come over with new hoodies and shit? And we ain't getting nothing.
We got y'all.
We ain't getting no nothing.
We got y'all. We got y'all.
A toboggan, we got a glove.
We gonna spin that block. We gonna spin a block. I promise you. When we drop, we gonna spin a block. Mm-hmm. We gonna have some. Promise you.
Okay. We gonna roll it out real nice.
Yeah.
And just like that, we out.
Yeah.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.